Kiefer called a recent show in London Valhalla. In its central corridor, German memory has become a hospital ward. The beds are empty, labelled as though their occupants have passed on the obsessions of German mythology, taken off to history's mortuary. I've always been moved by Kiefer's work because it seems to share the historian's version of the Hippocratic Oath to wage war against forgetfulness. His vast landscapes are often soiled and smoking. On them, he lays down fateful railway lines stretching away into a remote distance, where the vanishing point of perspective is also a vanishing place for people.
Well, welcome to the inside of Anselm Kiefer's brain. Quite a place, isn't it? He calls it his arsenal, but the only weapons we've got here are the things that matter most to Kiefer, memories. And there they are, printed on spools of lead. He loves lead as a medium. Very unusual choice, and the sense in which it's kind of dangerous is perfect for Kiefer. It bears the impression of all sorts of catastrophes and calamities on those great spools and ribbons hanging down. This is also an archive, isn't it? It's an archive of his own particular works. We've got the titles of his favourite stories, but we also have the names of heroes there, together with the kind of raw blonde hank of hair. We have Lorelei, the Rhine maidens who lured sailors to their death on the rocks. We have Freya and Hodor, all sorts of gods and heroes cluttered here. I must say, this actual place makes even my own study look quite neat by comparison. But this is the sort of place that you feel you've stumbled into after a bomb has dropped on it. You know, you've just been abandoned.